Hello, this is Father Paul Moss. Welcome to the Invocation Podcast. So this is the second podcast in the Invocation 2012 series.
Young people should go to Invocation because God's got a plan for each and every one of you.
Invocation is an international discernment weekend retreat. Some people call it a festival, some people call it a retreat.
Jesus is calling you, and he's calling you to invocation, and this is a step on your vocation journey. As the Lord always says, do not be afraid to go.
Some people come because they are pretty sure that the Lord is calling them to be a religious sister or a religious brother or possibly a diocesan priest. Some come because they know what a fantastic weekend it is. They come with their friends. They want a good experience of prayer, of worship, of the opportunity for confession, of spending time with the Lord, and also to benefit from hearing from some fantastic speakers that we have.
The best part was the presence of so many young people who were all asking the same questions and were on a similar journey, and to be encouraged and inspired by so many priests and religious to find answers to those questions.
And the dates for this year's festival are the 6th to the 8th of July, Friday the 6th to Sunday the 8th of July.
The amount of priests and religious who are willing to give their time to it just showed that everyone in the church is really, really looking to inspire people, to help people to become holy and to become saints. And that was just such a gift for me.
We're really fortunate this year to have Sister Catherine Hollam, who's a Franciscan sister, who's going to be coming and sharing her vocation story with us. Sister Catherine spoke, I think, recently at the Flame Conference down in London, which many of you may have attended, and that was such an amazing event. Sister Catherine is a former Olympic athlete, and you know, Invocation this year is taking place just a few days really before the start of the Olympics, so it's wonderful that we can make that link with such a wonderful international event as well. So here she is, Sister Catherine Hollam.
Well, I grew up in a Catholic home just with my mother, and she was an Olympic speed skater and Olympic speed skating coach. So she has 4 Olympic medals and coached 3 Olympic teams. So very naturally, I grew up in the sport of speed skating. But when I was 16 years old, she had the idea to send my cousin and I on a pilgrimage to Fatima. And it was there that I had the powerful experience of receiving my call to be a sister. And it was the first day that we were there walking through the shrine. And out of nowhere, I heard these words in my heart, "You're going to be a sister." And this peace and this joy just came rushing through me, which was so powerful. And it was also there that my faith just really deepened in the true presence of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. So it was a very powerful, life-changing time. I went home from that and asked the Blessed Mother to pray for my speed skating career. And prior to that, I was competing against other girls my own age, you know, teenage girls, at an international level. But that season, I qualified for the most elite American speed skating team and started traveling all throughout the world on the World Cup circuit. And every time I would step on the ice, I was placing top 8 in the world. And then the following season, I qualified for the Winter Olympic Games in Japan, where I placed 6th in the 3,000 meters and 7th in the 5,000 meters. So it was a very exciting time for me, a very incredible time, but I could see in a lot of ways that I knew that I wasn't going to stay in the sport forever, that I wasn't going to do it as a career, and I didn't want to do it as a career. So I decided to retire at the age of 17 from speed skating. So I graduated, went on to get a degree in art from the Art Institute of Chicago. I studied photography. But I didn't have any Catholic friends or any Christian friends while I was studying. And I was really making a lot of decisions that were not the best decisions, and in a lot of ways was turning my back on the Lord. And so much so that really when I graduated, I'd completely forgotten about that call to be a sister. So I went home to live with my mother after graduating, not really sure what was the next step for me. Kind of losing my passion in a lot of different areas. My mother was going to pray every day at the church. I wasn't so interested in going to do that with her, but she invited me to come with her one weekend to pray the rosary outside of an abortion clinic. And it was there that I met this group of young people, a group called Crossroads, that were doing a pro-life walk across America. So they were walking from coast to coast, 3,000 miles, for the pro-life movement. And I had never before seen such joyful young people living their faith, and I was so taken aback by it and so attracted to them, to their witness and their joy. And I sat there looking at them thinking, what is missing in my life that they have? What is bringing them so much joy? And I knew, it was by the grace of God, I knew that it was their love for Jesus. And so I went home that night, and I was laying in bed, and this prayer rose up out of my heart. And I said, Lord, what do you want for me? Lord, what do you want for me? Because really, up until that time, I had never invited the Lord into my life in that way. I never asked him what he really desired for my life. And I really felt in my heart that I was meant to join this group of young people that were walking across America. And I always say that the Lord, he uses our personalities to draw us to himself, because I'm a very impulsive person, spontaneous acting person. So I joined them on the walk. I met them on a Friday, joined them on Sunday, started walking across America with 12 strangers living in a caravan. But it was a completely life-changing summer for me, first of all because of their witness of living a Christian life and just living with people who were living the Christian life, but also through prayer and the sacraments, going to Mass every day, making a good confession at one point during the walk. But that walk also, we took a detour through Toronto, Canada for World Youth Day in 2002. And that also was a powerful experience, seeing the church so vibrant and young, and also experiencing just the presence of the Holy Father, Blessed John Paul II, was an incredible experience for me and just really lifted my heart with great love for the church through the course of that week. But also I met the Franciscans of the Renewal. And the same kind of attraction that I felt in my heart for the Crossroads Walkers, I felt that kind of stirring in my heart for the Franciscans, and really, really could see myself doing that and giving my life to the Lord in a radical way. But really through that summer, the Lord was just purifying my heart in prayer and through the sacraments to really respond to that call and to remember that call that I received when I was 16. So I joined them a year later in 2003. I've been living in England for the past 2.5 years in the Diocese of Leeds. But in 2010, I made my final profession of vows, where I gave my whole life to Jesus. And what a gift and a grace it is. And I just can't thank God enough for all that he's done in my life. I'm really discovering more and more that it's all about Jesus. It's all about his working in our life. It's all about being an instrument of his love. And it's just beautiful to be his bride and to belong completely to him in that way, and to really see myself as a spouse, as a bride, as a spiritual mother with the Lord. I can't imagine giving my heart to anyone else in that way. And so I know that this is what God has called me to, because it's all that I desire. It's all I desire. And being able to be that testimony, that witness of the kingdom, I think is the greatest gift. And to really be that witness that Jesus is all that we need. We don't need any more. We don't need anything else. And I walk around every day as a billboard for Jesus. So it's very, very powerful and a beautiful gift.
For more information about the Invocation Festival, please go to www.invocation.org.uk. Now, don't forget you can go back and listen to the first Invocation podcast, which featured Father Raniero Cantalamessa, the preacher to the Pope, and look out in the near future for podcast number 3.